Mutzel Chathila, some are Mutzel Chathila, some you're allowed to do. The Rashi says, Vodik Tony ain't Zoifdin, that's what it says, you can't tar the barrel, also the Mevel Chathila, the Chathila you know how to do it. But the Yevel Lehevi Chai, but if you did it, it's, there's no Issa Di Raisa, you're not doing a Malacha. Vodik Tony Zoifdin, you Mutzel Chathila. And the case that you're allowed to, it's not much Mutzel Chathila, you're allowed to do it. So even in the case that he can't tar the barrel, it's kvot, it's a dover of wood, you're not doing a real malacha there, it's only yasla chathila. But with the evidence, if you did it, you're not over it, of the avera. Chatz, the Mara says now, Rafuna, chatz to lo chatz to b'morada. Rafuna went down to his fields and cut down the wheat and cholamoid. That's what he did. Alright, maybe. So next again was that Rafuna was chatz to lo chatz to b'morada. He cut down the wheat on cholamoid. He cut down his field on cholamoid. Eisve Rabba Bar Rafuna al Rafuna. So Rabba Bar Rafuna, his son, yes, the kasha to Rafuna. That says, Toichnin Kemach Bamoid. You're allowed to grind the wheat on Cholamoid. But Sarah Hamoid, if you need wheat, you need flour to bake now in Cholamoid, you're allowed to grind the wheat to get flour. For Shlomo Sarah Hamoid also, but just to grind the wheat now, for after Yom Tov, that's also. Dover Shavid B'moyed Mutiv. Something you'll have a loss if you don't take care of it now, you're allowed to do it on Cholamoyed. Dover Shavid B'moyed Mutla Sosu B'moyed. You're allowed to do it on Cholamoyed. Dover Shainu Avid B'moyed. Something that if you don't do today, you won't have a loss. Is also, you're not allowed to do it now on Cholamoyed. Wait till after Cholamoyed. But Mezavar Mamurim, when was this said that even a Dover Avid you're allowed to, only with solution, Minakarka? If something is already cut off the karka, like if you have wheat already cut off the karka, now it's a question, you want to grind it, and if you don't grind it, it'll get lost, so dav rovet is mutter. Avo mechuba le karka, let's say you have your wheat still growing, anything that's still mechuba attached to the ground is still growing. Then we say, afilo kula yovet, even if it's a question by not cutting it down now, you'll have a loss, still losser, that's what the price says. In other words, you're not allowed to cut down your wheat field now in cholamoid. Even if you don't cut it down now, next week there'll be a loss, so it'll get ruined. Still, you're not allowed to cut it down in Cholamoid. So Zakash and Rav Huna, how was he allowed to cut down his field in Cholamoid? If you may loy ma yoichel, but if you don't have what to eat, then koitzer umayner v'dash v'zoyru abor v'toichin. If you don't have anything to eat, then you're allowed to cut down your wheat as much as you need, and then you could do all the malachas you need in order to get flour to be able to eat from it. When you want to thresh the wheat, don't do it with animals in normal derech. Do a shino, do it some other way. Don't use the poros, the axes, to thresh the wheat with it. So I quote from here, it says clearly, and Mestam Rafuna had something to eat, so what was his heta to cut down his field? So Gemara says, Omelay Rav Yehuna answered back, Yechidoihi, this price is only a yochid. True, the price is like that, but we don't pass on this price. We don't hold like this brisa. Tanya, we learned like this. Klal Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said over the name of Rabbi Yosi, Mash Metzoni Rabbi Yosi that says this chiddush. That's what? That Dover HaTolish Min HaKarka. If something is already picked off the ground, you have the wheat off already, then Afilo Mitzosi Ovid Mutter. Then even only if part of it will have a loss if you don't do it, you'll have to take care of it. That's called the Dover Ovud. You're allowed to do work for the purpose of it, to save it. If you have the wheat that's still growing, still mechuba lekarka, then we say, afilu kula yovud. Even if by not cutting it off now, there'll be a tremendous loss, you'll lose the whole field, still also, that's from Yeshishita. So the kids are not a kasha and Rav Huna, how come he cut down his field? Because he doesn't paskin like the siyachim like Rav Yosi. He paskins like the Rabbonin, that dov rover is mutter, even if it's magayat to something growing on the ground, like so up. The mice, if you don't cut down your fields now, you'll have a loss, you'll lose the crop. Therefore, you have a right to cut down the field, even on cholamoid. For the Gemara kasha, v'Rav Yosi, if this price goes according to Rav Yosi, then yidush namid b'poros. How come the price says that when you do go ahead and thresh it, yidosh, you can't use axes? You have to do a shino, do something different. According to Rav Yosi, we have that on a dover ovud, you're allowed to do it in the normal manner. So how could it say Rav Yosi Shito, why can't you use poros then? Why can't you use the axes to thresh it with? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Yitzchak Baraba, man tan shino b'moid, the dover ovud, like Rav Yosi. This is the kasha. Who's the one that says whoever needs a shino and cholamoid, by a dover over that if you don't do it, you'll have a loss, is not like Rabbi Yosi. In other words, if you had an Amishnah, according to Rabbi Yosi, by a loss of your wine or your oil, you're allowed to take care of it in the normal manner. you can make a normal cover for the barrel. Here also, if you have to be threshed the wheat, how come you can't do it with porous, with the animals in a normal manner? So the Gemara says, Omaloch, I'll tell you that Hochinami, here also, Kivon the Chol Yoima, La the porous Daisha, since in the whole weekday, also they did not use porous. That's not something you always use. You don't have to use the axes to thresh the wheat with. So Hidna Nami Lav Shinuhu. Therefore, to say that today you're not allowed to do it is not the pshat you have to make a shinui. Even by not using it, it's also called the normal manner. Now, you don't have to do the paras. So therefore, by somebody to use the axes to thresh, it's called avshe milsav, like Uvda the Churl is doing something more, that's why it's offered to do on Chol HaMoed. Like Rashi says, Kivon the Chol Yoyim Malab Paras Daisho, Idno Lav Shinuhuk, Ki Daisho Blei Paras. If you thresh the wheat without using the axes, that's not called you have to make a shinui. Because in the wheat days also you don't have to use the axes. Uliyolim Rabbi Yossi goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. If it would have been the normal manner in the middle of the week, you would have been allowed to do it in Chol HaMoed also. Lord the Yosef of Paris, so why does he say you can't use the axes? Mishum the Avshim Ilse, it's something special. Usually you don't use it. So a punk to start using Chol HaMoed, that's not right. That's called Avshim Ilse. It's too big of a tumble you're doing to that. A lot of things, Chazal Asid, Mishum Avshim Ilse. It looks like making a big tumble. Can't ring bells because of that. It's Avshim Ilse. Well, Ashmos Kerl, but also other things also. Yeah. So that's why Paris. It's not because it's a shinui. In the normal manner, you would be allowed to do it. But even in the weekday, you don't do it. Just it's called something extra special that you shouldn't do on Chol HaMoed. Tana Rabban, Toichinin b'moyed l'tzorach HaMoed. You're allowed to grind up toichin the wheat you need l'tzorach HaMoed. B'shlo l'tzorach HaMoed also, if you still want to be toichin wheat now to make flour to use after Yom Tov, that's also. V'yim toichin voice, so let's say you started to grind up the wheat on Chol HaMoed, to enough you need for Chol HaMoed. Voice, by mistake you made too much, you had left over, harayz ha-mutu. You know what's left over, you're allowed to. It's also mutu. You can even eat it after Chol HaMoed. You cut off wood from the tree if you need it for Chol HaMoed. If you don't need it for Chol HaMoed, also you can pull off the wood on Chol HaMoed. You pulled off, you thought you need this much wood, and you have leftover wood. You didn't do any yisur, you're allowed to use this wood even after Chol HaMoed. You start making beer on Chol HaMoed. Providing you need it, you want to drink on Chol HaMoed. If you have beer ready, you just want to make it for after Chol HaMoed, also, you can't make beer on Chol HaMoed. That's called doing a malacha to put hops to start making the sister the beer. That's also to do. So, let's say you made beer and you had left over. It's mutter to drink the beer after Chol HaMoed. But you can't make harama means like a trick, as if to say, really, you don't need the beer. But you make a trick, you make it look as if you do need the beer, that you should do. Haromer is also. Rashi's Mavat Shlo Yara means, Shlo Yasa Harbi, you should not make a lot of beer. The Yomer and Sale, it's Tzorech HaMoed on the Yosef. Really, I'm doing all this for Tzorech HaMoed. Or Mitzkavim Gdei Shetishtarach HaMoed. And you have Kavona to make noise. You know for sure, you only need 1 gallon of beer on Chol HaMoed. So you're not allowed to go right now to make 5 gallons of beer. That's also. Because you know for sure you don't need more. We're talking about that you think you need one or two, and you make one or two. And it comes out, you see now you don't need so much, you're allowed to use leftover. But the tequila to go to make more than you need, and just to make a trick, as if at the end you'll say you thought you needed so much, that's awesome. But that's Yarim. For the Mara Amidu, I have a kasher on this. Matilin Sheikha B'moyd, you're allowed to start making beer in Chol HaMoed, Sarach HaMoed, if you want to drink a Chol HaMoed. If you don't need it for Chol HaMoed, you can't make the beer. Echad Sheikha Tamar, when you're making the beer from dates. The Echad Sheikha Sarim, you're making it from Bali. Abiyafo Pi Sheishla Yoshin, even though you have old beer ready, Ma'arim, you're allowed to like make new beer now. The Sheishim and Achadish, and make the new beer. So you see, you are allowed to be Ma'arim. No, really, you don't need this beer. You have old beer. Still, you're allowed to like put away the old beer and say you don't have any beer now, and I want to make new beer. So you see, haram is mutter. You let us say like a trick here and say the old beer I don't want anymore. I only want the new beer. That's mutter. L'chur that's aroma. Tomorrow says true tanoi. It's like a machlekes tanoi. The time you will learn ain marim makach. You're not going to make this trick as if to say really I need it and you know you don't need it. That's also Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Marimin. You are allowed to make this trick even as long as it looks like you're doing it for chol hamoed, even though you know you're making way more than you need. Still, it's mutter. So it's a machlokes tanoim. Rav chatzta lechatzta b'chol demad, like we had before. Rav cut down his fields on chol hamoed. He cut down his wheat field. He cut down all the wheat in chol hamoed. Shama Shmuel. Shmuel heard about this. Ikvet. He got angry. So Gemara says, Lechura leim Shmuel ki yichidai yisrael lei. Lechura Shmuel holds like a yachid, like we learned before. But that you a dover avod m'sama Rav did it because he held it. If he doesn't cut down his field now, the wheat will get ruined. So it's a dover avod. So why did Shmuel get angry? Elamai holds like the Bryce before like Rabbi Yosi, since it's attached to the ground, there's no heter v'dover of it, so how come Shmuel holds like a yachid? Tomorrow says, Loi, chatzta d'chita hevi. The case was Rav cut down his wheat field. So he hevi posit, there's no hefsid. Wheat, if you don't cut it down now, cut it down no next week, there's no hefsid. There's no loss involved. So that's why Shmuel got angry at Rav, how come he cut down his wheat field on Chol Hamoed? For the Gemara, if that's the case, that there's no loss involved, so if Rav, my time of it, how come Rav doesn't cut down the wheat field? There's no Dover Ovud, so what's the answer to do the Malacha on Chol Hamoed? So Gemara says, but my time of it, Hochi, Gemara says, Ein loy ma yoichelu. He had nothing to eat, so that's why it was allowed to, we had the price before, if you have nothing to eat, then you're allowed to cut down, even though it's not a Dover Ovud. But if you only have what to eat, that's called Bama Sarach HaMoed. You can cut down the wheat to have what to eat. Tomorrow says, oh, Shmuel said, and why does Shmuel get angry? Oh, Shmuel, loy sign mukamei, they didn't tell Shmuel the whole story. So Shmuel thought that Rav had what to eat. He only cut it down, stam, because he wanted to cut it down now. So Shmuel got angry at him. But really, the reason what Rav did it was because he had no other food to eat, so Sarach teach you're allowed to. Inam, another Terek says, Odom Choshev Shani. Even though really it was a Dover Ovud, let's say. And really you're allowed to do it. But Shmuel got angry because Rav shouldn't have done an Adam Choshev is different. An Adam Choshev should be Machmir even on things you're allowed to do it. Like Rashi says, Rav lehevi lelemevet hochi afilu ein lemayochel. Even if he doesn't have what to eat, still since he's an Adam Choshev, he shouldn't have done it. That's why Shmuel got angry at him. Rav Yehuda Nesiya nofik bechumrata de medusha. Rav Yehuda Nesiya walked out with a type of jewelry. Rashi says, Chumra to the Medushta, Tabas, type of a ring he, Shomatzch is made out of metal, for Chaisama shal Almug, and the Chaisam itself, the seal itself, was made from Almug, from wood. So Kitza, the base of the ring was made out of metal, and the seal itself was made out of wood. So he walked out with this. Doesn't say what. It's Machlek, some Rishonim say he walked out on Shabbos, as if to say this is called like a Tachshit, that you're allowed to walk out with this on Shabbos. And the Ashta Maya Diachim Kfela Armoi. He also drank hot water that a guy cooked for him. These are the two things that Yehuda didn't see it did. Tomorrow says Shama Ravami. Ravami heard about these two things that he did. Ikpid, and he got angry. Is Amar Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef said, "My time Ikpid. Why did Ravami get angry? Like, what did Yehuda do wrong? Imishum Chumrutum the Medushif. He's heard that he was wearing this ring, walking out with it on Shabbos." So it's a question if it's a shala from Muksa or it's a shala from Hotsua carrying it outside. The Kovet says, what Tanya we learned, Hashirayim, Hashirim, Hanizomim, Yatabas, Harenik, Chola Kalim, Hanatolim, Chotzer. These are Kalim that are not Muksa. You are allowed to walk around with it in the Chotzer. Rashi Shirayim means Balaz, these are jewelry. So you're allowed to wear these things in the Chotzer. As I'm not going to go into it, it's a shala from Hashabis. If it meant to say it's a shala from Muksa and you're only allowed to carry it in the Chotzer itself, it's not Muksa. Or did he mean to say, Mishum, I saw you're allowed to carry it outside also. But I call upon the din is, you are allowed to wear a tabas. So why did they get angry at him for? And he, Mishum, Dishti Maya Diachim Tfela, Armoy, he drank hot water that a guy cooked up. So you want to say it's also as Bishalakim, Fred Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Rav Yitzchok, Omar Rav, Kol Shenechel, Kamay Shuchai. Anything that you can eat raw, ain't by Mishum Bishal and Nochrim. Even if a guy cooks it up now, still it's mutter. The guy cooks up an apple, you're allowed to eat it. The guy cooks up water, you're allowed to drink the water. Because since you could drink the water raw, you could drink it now when it's cooked. There's no issur bishul akum.
So why did Rav Ami get angry? Rav Yehuda Nisi drank hot water that was cooked by a guy. So my answer is Rav Ami held Odom Choshev Shani. Again, an Odom Choshev like Rav Yehuda Nisi should have not drank in this hot water that was cooked by a guy. Even though it's mutter, but people come to learn out. They'll think that just like this is mutter, who had in other foods also you could eat even though a guy cooked. And they'll come to make a mistake, so an Odom Choshev has to be more machmir. Omer Rav Chanan al Omer Rav. Koit seitz Odom Dekel B'moy. The person's allowed to cut down the palm leaves. Afo pish in a tzorach el in the Sarah Shaloi. Then the Sarah Shaloi, even though you only need the sawdust of it. No, you don't really need the branches. Just mamash the sawdust of it, still you're allowed to cut it down. Rashi says, Eitzim Dakin Shemesu Menachaticha. When you cut off the branch, you just need the small crumbs that fall off it, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Layetolo Abaya. Abaya gave a claw and said, no, he held it saucy. You can't do this. So much of a tircha, she cut down the branches just for the purpose of the sawdust of it. Ravashi, Hevelay, Abba, Ravashi owned the forest, Bishonaya, in this place. Rashi says Abba means the Yari, a forest, he owned trees, Bishonaya, Pirashem, Ir, in this city. Kalayma, Hoyolo, Yar, Biyasimachim, he had a forest, he owned trees in that city. Also, the Mitzayim, Chodomorad, he went there to cut down the trees, cut down the branches on Cholomoyd. Omole, Rav Shila, Mishonaya l'Ravashi. His Omele Rav Shelo Mishonaya. He was also from that place. He lived in this place Mishonayu. So he said to Ravashi Taka that my da'at called. What was your da'at? How come you cut down your trees on Chol HaMoed? What do you hold? Yomer Rav Chanan Alomer Rav. That Kurtzis Odom Dekab Amoyed, the person is allowed to cut down the palm trees, the palm leaves on Chol HaMoed. Afo Pishin Atzorch El Nesara Shaloi, even though you don't really need it. You only need the sawdust, but it's still a smutter. So that's why you cut down your wood on Chol HaMoed, for the Gemara no, Halaya to lay Abaya. Abaya cursed it. Abaya said it's also. So how come you did it? Oh, Malay, he answered back, Lay Shmili, I didn't hear that. Kalay Malay Srili, I don't hold like Abaya. I hold the smutter. Like Rav Chisda said, you're allowed to do it. Like Rav Chananel said, it's mutter. So more so, what happened was Ishtomet Narga, the hammer that he was using slipped. Boy, the Mitzvah Lashaki wanted to like crack his bone, his thigh. In Shafkes, he left it. The Meister was with Ravashi for a harder offset, and then he came back again later. In other words, it was like Mina Shemayim now not to do it. Ravashi says the Ishtomet Narga, the hammer slipped. And Boy the Miskel Lashaki wanted to like bring his thigh to Ravashi, Mishum Diyavrad Abaya, since he was not listening to Abaya held it was also, and he's not listening to Abaya, that's what happened to him. So Shavko Lahaber, the Lekotse Sebemoyed. Sheirgish Mishum Diyavrad Abaya, Nafle Narga, Hitaka stopped doing it, and he went away. Shavke Vahoda Rosa, yeah. But Yehuda Vahoda also, then he came back. Rav Yehuda Shori Lameka Kitna. Rav Yehuda was matu in Chol HaMoed to pick out kitna, pick out flax. He had to pick flax on Chol HaMoed. Shach Chol HaMoed. Or Lamikta Keshusa, to pull out the hops. Or Lamekra Shumshamin, to pull out sesame. Omalei Abayel Rav Yosef, Ishlei Mekitna. You understand why you could pull flax out on Chol HaMoed? If flax is growing, you could pull it out. For Chosla Chafifa. You could use it, Rashi Lechasa is by Michael for covering up food, and going to tain him with tomorrow Mitzvah HaMoed. There's a purpose why you have to use flax and Chol HaMoed. They use it to cover up the figs and the dates, so Mitzvah HaMoed, you're allowed to cut it off. Kishusav, you want to cut off the hops? Chaz L'Shichu, it's good to make beer, you can make beer from hops. El L'Shumshimi, but the sesame, L'may Chazi, what do you need a sesame? How can you be cutting it off for? And the Gemara Chaz L'Nazayah Dispey, it's good for the nuts, the seeds and sun, you can eat the sesame seeds. So you could use the seeds, therefore it's called Tzorach HaMoed Esmuta. Rav Yanai Hevelei Yehu Pardaisi, he had a certain orchard. The Lotti Zimna B'chol Demohada. Punct, it came the time to cut off the oranges on Chol HaMoed. And if it waited another few days after Chol HaMoed, the crop would spoil. Is Kotvei, so Itaka was Matir, and he cut down the crop on Chol HaMoed, it's a Dover Ovid. We don't hold like the Yechidoi, like Rabbi Yosi before that hold, something that's attached to Tzorach. No. We hold something that's a loss if you don't do, even though the tree is growing, it's attached, you're allowed to cut off the crop. Lashona, the next year, Shoya Kuli Alma, the whole city there, where Rabbi Yani was, didn't cut off their watches, the tree, the fruits before Chol HaMoed, lefadasayim. And l'chol demoya, l'shia kuliyam lefadasayim l'chol demoada. The whole city left over the paradise, the orchards, to take care of Chol HaMoed. And they saw last year that Rabbi Yani cut off his crop on Chol HaMoed, so they thought anybody's allowed to cut off his orchard, cut down the fruits on Chol HaMoed. So gavaltik, we have nothing else to do in Chol HaMoed. So why bother so much before Chol HaMoed? Everybody waited to Chol HaMoed and they took care of their orchards. So Rabbi Yani saw that, so he saw he did not very like. He saw people learning from him that it's mutter, really it's not mutter. He had a hetter last year, because if he didn't do it, then it would be a loss. But these other people that are just waiting to do it in Chol HaMoed, there's no hetter. So what he did was ask for Rabbi Yani lepadisa. Rabbi Yani, when it was mafka, made his fields free. Who shot her that year? So Rashi says, Mishum di al yodu hoyetakolo li yalmo ti shoyu va dechol demadav katzvi. And since because of him, the whole city learned to be mechalo Chol HaMoed. Therefore, as an oimish to himself, he was mafka the field as if to teach everybody. You should know, don't do what you're doing. I did last year. Like, don't learn from me. That's why he was mafka his field. He made his fields free. But the Mishnah says, "Mach nisodim peiroisov mefnei aganovim." If you have fruits outside in the fields, you're allowed to take it in on Chol HaMoed if you're afraid the ganovim will steal it. That's called dov rovit. V'shor lepishtonim in amishra. If you have your flax soaking in water, you're allowed to pull it out of the water on Chol HaMoed, otherwise it'll get ruined. V'shvil shloy tovit, it shouldn't get ruined. Obavachla yichaven es machta b'moed. You shouldn't bedavka wait to do it on Chol HaMoed. In other words, if you could have done it erev Chol HaMoed, erev yomtiv, don't bedavka wait to do it on Chol HaMoed. Dover over is only mutter if you couldn't have done it before Chol HaMoed. Otherwise, you shouldn't do it on Chol HaMoed. Vechulon im chibnu malachtem b'moed yovedu. If you bedavka waited to do it on Chol HaMoed, you could have put the Paris in erev yomtiv. And you bedavka waited to do it on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do it. Rashi is also let us men. You're not allowed to have enough from it. You're not allowed to take it in. You have to let it be lost. Moratoni would look like this: of avad sheyachnisa betzina. Let's say basically. That we say dover over, you're allowed to do like the peiros. Take it in betzina though. Rashi says, yeah, take it in betzina. Rav Yosef Avale Kishure. Rav Yosef had a hard beam, right to the side, it says, Kuris Kvedim, heavy beams. He had heavy beams outside. Is Alinub Yamama, he brought the heavy beams in the daytime. He had it outside in his fields, and he was afraid Ganova would steal it, so he brought it in Chol HaMoed by daytime. Omula Yabai, Yabai Yester, Botani, we learned to Babach Yachnisa Betzina. It says you do it privately, but it's based into your house. So Pasha privately means at nighttime when nobody sees you. Don't do it by daytime. So how can you do it by daytime? Omula, he answered back, it's more privately done by daytime rather than doing it by nighttime. Why? Because by carrying in heavy beams, if you do it at nighttime, even the balayla boy gavri, you say, I'm going to have to hire a lot of people to do it at night, or boy meduchri denura, they're going to have torches to see clearly how to carry and pick up these heavy beams, is optional. So there'll be a big tumult, everybody will notice it much more. So since it's hard to carry the beams in, you could do it quietly by daytime rather than doing it by nighttime. Rashi tina to do yamamu. I feel a balalik yamamu dami. Plesagilesh lo lachnisim lohochim achnisnami biyin. Tuchat nuru af kuka avukas. You're going to have torches and it will be harder to work at nighttime than by daytime. People are tired at nighttime already. You'll have to have more workers doing it by night than doing it by daytime, so you're better off carrying it in by daytime. The Sherlock Pishtonim in the Mishra. If you have your flax soaking in the water, you're allowed to take the flax down and call a moid. Boy, my name is Yimia, me the Reb Zaira. Chivin malachte b'moid. Let's say you, the father, he had his flax soaking a week before Yomtif, and he really should have taken it out before Yomtif, and he didn't. So for him, Taki, it's also for him to do in a call a moid. But Umeis, the father died now right before call a moid. Mao, she comes to Bona Bachrov. Does the sons now still have the same Issa not to use it in Chol HaMoed or not? Does the sons Yashin it now belong to the son? Chol HaMoed is no din avelus. So the question now is to Dovra Ovitz for the son, is he allowed to take it out of the water or no? In Tim Tzalem, if you want to tell me, Tzara Moizen Bechor, Konis B'nai Achrov, if the father had his